For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report.
Governor Tim Walz is urging Minnesotans to stay calm after federal agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement shot and killed a woman in her car Wednesday in Minneapolis. The governor also issued a warning order to the Minnesota National Guard in the event of social unrest. With 2,000 agents deployed into the Twin Cities as the state remains in a national political spotlight, Walz said in a press conference Wednesday that the shooting death was avoidable.
It's beyond me that apparently from the federal government, from the Homeland Security Director herself, has already determined who this person was, what their motive was, and they hadn't even been taken out of the vehicle. We're not living in a normal world.
During an unrelated news conference Wednesday, Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem says the federal agent acted in self-defense and called it a, quote, act of domestic terrorism. She says the woman was attempting to run over an ICE agent, appearing to contradict eyewitness accounts and video live stream from the scene. Walz says there has been no communication between federal and state agencies for the immigration deployment, which has been met with protest demonstrations.
I think the thing that is so challenging in the moment we're in is we don't see a desire to work with us on public safety. We hear a demonization of our state. We see people coming in who don't know our community, and we see this massive display for the TVs that we're trying to understand how is this coordinated.
The victim was identified by the Minnesota Star Tribune as 37-year-old Renee Good, whose mother said she lived in the Twin Cities. Another potential layer of fraud within the state's beleaguered Department of Human Services is being targeted by a legislative auditor. The Minnesota Reformer reports legislative auditor Judy Randall spoke before a panel of lawmakers Tuesday, outlining the findings of a multi-year audit of the Behavioral Health Administration's grant-making practices. The partial review covered about $192 million in grants issued to nearly 600 non-government entities between 2022 and 2024. Randall says many documents were either backdated or created after the audit began in what appeared to be a systemic effort within the department. The audit also revealed other worrisome issues, such as a widespread reliance on non-competitive single-source bids, poor oversight of grantees, failure to conduct site visits, and lax documentation. In one instance, a grant manager approved a payment of nearly $700,000 to a new vendor for 1 month's work, then left state employment a few days later. That unnamed grant manager subsequently provided consulting services to the new vendor. Acting DHS Commissioner Shireen Gandhi told lawmakers that one internal audit conducted by the department was referred to law enforcement, and the agency is working to improve oversight and training for grant managers. Environmental organization CURE is asking the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission to reassess the private equity sale of Minnesota Power, given new information about the power provider's data center plans. Megan Buffington has more.
While the PUC was considering the sale, a Minnesota Power employee testified that there were no specific plans related to data centers, but data requests related to the controversial data center proposed in Hermantown have since revealed the company was at that time actively discussing it with city staff. Additionally, one of the power provider's new owners, Global Infrastructure Partners, recently announced plans to invest billions in data centers. CURE says those two facts are enough to justify additional investigation.
It's not a smoking gun. It's the fact that there's clearly some information that hasn't been disclosed that could show a conflict of interest.
Hudson Kingston is CURE's legal director. He says no one knows who is proposing the Hermantown data center, but there is reason to think GIP might be involved at some level. CURE isn't asking the commission to reverse the sale, but rather reopen the record and take further testimony on data center development and protections against conflicts of interest. Minnesota Power disagreed with the petition, stating it is not a data center developer, and the issues raised are not related to the acquisition or one of its projects. The company's formal reply to the petition is expected in the coming days. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.